Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm one of your hosts, Christopher.
And I'm Jeffrey.
Right. Now I have a question, Jeffrey. What do you do on a day when the weather is so bad that you're not allowed to leave your house? Like in Taiwan, we have typhoons, and where we're both from in the U.S., we had snow days. So we couldn't go to school because there was too much snow.
Right. Well, I don't usually have enough time to watch all the good movies out there, so I will sit down on the sofa and watch a few movies.
Oh.
And what is it that you do on bad weather days?
Well, I like to watch movies like you do, but I also like to read.
Hmm.
But when I was younger, maybe the age of our viewers out there, I used to play games.
Okay, games. And today we're going to look at an article about playing games when the weather is bad.
Or when you're bored.
Sure. And it's going to be about board games, and let's get started right now.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Lucy and Jimmy play chess.
Lucy and Jimmy are sitting in the living room.
What do you want to do today? There's nothing on TV, and I'm bored.
You just gave me an idea. Why don't we play a board game?
That's a great idea. I haven't played a tabletop game in ages. How about Monopoly?
That's a good one, but it takes several hours. Plus, it isn't much fun with just two players.
You've got a point. Maybe we should play checkers instead.
No, that game is way too simple. We'll get bored with it quickly.
Well, what did you have in mind?
Let's play some chess.
Are you joking? Chess is a game for nerds.
No, it's not. Chess is actually really cool. You just have to be smart to play it.
In that case, I should defeat you very easily. Get ready to lose, Jimmy.
We'll see about that.
Jimmy takes the chess set out of the cabinet.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Lucy and Jimmy are sitting in the living room.
What do you want to do today? There's nothing on TV and I'm bored.
You just gave me an idea. Why don't we play a board game?
That's a great idea. I haven't played a tabletop game in ages. How about Monopoly?
That's a good one, but it takes several hours. Plus, it isn't much fun with just two players.
You've got a point. Maybe we should play checkers instead.
No, that game is way too simple. We'll get bored with it quickly.
Well, what did you have in mind?
Let's play some chess.
Are you joking? Chess is a game for nerds.
No, it's not. Chess is actually really cool. You just have to be smart to play it.
In that case, I should defeat you very easily. Get ready to lose, Jimmy.
We'll see about that.
Jimmy takes the chess set out of the cabinet.
In the beginning, Lucy and Jimmy are sitting in the living room. And Lucy says, "What do you want to do today? There's nothing on TV, and I'm bored." Now, that's bored spelled B-O-R-E-D, which means that there's nothing fun to do, there's nothing exciting happening.
That's right. Now, it's good to say that you, we should point out that you want to say you are bored, not that you are boring. Saying that you are boring implies that you are not fun. and you have nothing exciting happening in your life.
Yeah, so if I need something fun to do, I'm bored. If you talk about something that's not interesting, you are boring to me.
That's right. I hear a lot of English learners in Taiwan, they say, I'm boring. And it's you got to say, I'm bored. That means you have nothing to do and you want to have some fun. Jimmy says, you just gave me an idea. Why don't we play a board game? Okay, now we have another board here, but it's spelled differently. This one is B-O-A-R-D. B-O-A-R-D. Board. A board game is a game that you play on a table. The main part is called a board. So the big piece that you put on the table and all the little pieces go on is called the board. And we normally have at least two players or more when we play a board game. Here's an example sentence for board game. Because it was too rainy to go outside and play, the family sat at the table and played some board games. Because it was too rainy to go outside and play, the family sat at the table and played some board games.
All right, so Lucy says, that's a great idea. I haven't played tabletop game in ages. How about Monopoly? Now, a tabletop game is the same as a board game. Well, board means the piece that you put the pieces and cards on. The table is where you put the board game.
Okay? That's right.
It's best to play on a table.
Yeah, it is. I played board games on the floor, and if you have a pet, the animal usually tries to walk on the board.
Especially a cat or a dog. They love to destroy your game in the middle.
Now, we heard Lucy say, in ages. In ages means for a really long time. So here's an example sentence. Martin was scared to go ice skating because he hadn't done it in ages. And he thought he would fall down.
So he hasn't gone in a really long time.
Exactly. Right.
And he hasn't gotten to practice, so he'll probably slip and fall down. Ouch.
Mm. So Lucy suggests, how about Monopoly, right?
Yeah, Monopoly is a very famous American board game. Have you played this one?
Yes, I think everyone in the U.S. usually has played it at least once.
Yeah, probably. Now, in Monopoly, you try to own property like houses and hotels and make the most money.
Okay? That's right.
You try to get a Monopoly, which means you own everything. Now, if we play Monopoly and I own everything, that means you own nothing.
Right.
And so when he loses all his money, I am the winner.
That's right. In a Monopoly, when you land on someone's property, the area that they own, you have to give them your money.
Sure.
So one person is the winner and the other person is bankrupt, which means they have no money at all.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy says, that's a good one, but it takes several hours, which is true. Plus, it isn't much fun with just two players.
Okay, like you said earlier, a lot of board games are made for three or four players. However, there are a lot of board games that are made especially for two players. Okay, and Jimmy thinks they should play one of these games. So, let's see what they come up with.
Lucy says, you've got a point. Maybe we should play checkers instead. Here, a point is an opinion or fact about something. Jeffrey, how about checkers? What can you tell me about checkers?
Well, checkers is another very famous game, and it's not too difficult. So young children can learn it and play it. Even if you don't know how to play, I could probably teach you in about 2 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty simple if you can teach in 2 minutes. Now, that's the one with the red and black circle pieces, right?
Yeah, and it's on a checkerboard, which is 8 rows and 8 columns. So 8 times 8 is 64. It has 64 squares on it.
Ah, now is the checkerboard the same as a chessboard?
I think they are the same board. You can play a lot of different games on that kind of board.
Ah.
So it's a very simple game, but that's a good thing for some people, but not such a good thing for Jimmy. Jimmy says, nah, that game is way too simple. We'll get bored with it quickly. Now, we're going back to B-O-R-E-D. So
right.
He will feel uninterested, maybe tired, because it's not fun enough. It's too easy for him.
Right, and Lucy says, well, what did you have in mind? Now, have in mind is our shortcut for you, but it also means, I'll give you a quick example of what it means. It's something that's in your head as your idea for an answer or a solution. So she says, you would be bored, Jimmy says he would be bored playing checkers.
Right, it's too simple.
Exactly, and so she says, what do you have in mind? She's asking, well, what idea do you have? So, like I said, it's our shortcut for you, so let's check out have in mind.
Shortcut for you.
Well, are you ready for dinner?
I want to try a new restaurant tonight. Something interesting.
Okay. Do you have anything in mind?
In mind? Are you calling me crazy?
No, I'm not. To have something in mind means that you have an idea.
Oh, I got it. To have something in mind means 有什么什么想法。
So, what kind of interesting food did you have in mind?
The place I had in mind is on top of a mountain.
I was hoping you had something a little more convenient in mind, but I'd like to try it out anyway. Let's go.
Great.
Well, it turns out Jimmy does have a particular game in mind. He says, let's play some chess.
Ah, I mentioned chess earlier. Chess, spelled C-H-E-S-S, chess is another very popular game that is made for two players. And it's similar to checkers. It's similar to checkers, but it's quite a bit harder.
Right. In checkers, you have pieces, but they're all the same kind of piece. They all move in the same way. But in chess, there are different pieces that move in different ways.
Ah, that's right. I know a few. I know there's the pawn.
The pawns. Those are the little ones.
And I know there's a knight.
There's a knight that can jump over other pieces.
And it looks like a horse.
Yep. Looks like a horse.
And then there's the rook.
Sure, that moves up and down in straight lines.
And that is the one that looks like a castle?
Yeah, it looks like a castle.
Okay, and then there's the bishop.
The bishop, now that one can move in an angle.
Okay.
That's another good one. And there's two more, the big pieces.
The queen.
The queen. The queen is actually the strongest piece on the chessboard.
And then the person that would normally be married to a queen is a king.
It's the king. And you win the game of chess by trapping your opponent's king. Okay? That's why sometimes it's called the game of kings. That's another way to call chess.
Ah, very good. Lucy says, are you joking? Chess is a game for nerds.
Oh, okay. Now, to joke is to say something that is funny, but not really true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Chris, you're quite a tall person, but if I call you a giant, well, you're not really a giant. I'm just joking. I'm just trying to be funny.
Right, yeah.
I hope I didn't hurt your feelings.
Not this time. The other time when you joked about me losing my hair, it made me cry. Mm. All right, we also heard the word nerds. And nerds are people that are usually not considered cool, and they don't have many friends. They usually like to just stay inside and study one particular thing, like science or computers. And since chess is a hard game, it's a very difficult game to master, you need to study it and practice it to get better. So these people that you might describe as nerds would really like chess. It gives them something to study, and they don't have to interact with a lot of people.
Right, just like a computer nerd, a chess nerd would be more interested in studying and practicing chess than going out to the movies with their friends or doing something that a lot of people think would be more fun than just playing this board game for hours and hours.
That's right. And Jimmy says, no, it's not. He's saying, it's not a game for nerds. Chess is actually really cool. You just have to be smart to play it. So do you think maybe Jimmy is a nerd, or he just is annoyed with her joke?
Well, I think he must like chess, so he doesn't want anybody to think that he is a nerd for liking chess.
Okay? I see, okay.
And so Jimmy says that you do have to be smart to play this game. So Lucy says, in that case, I should defeat you very easily. Get ready to lose, Jimmy. Now, in that case means in that situation. Or if that is true, then something else must be true. Okay?
Yes.
So let's give an example of that. Hey, Chris, I would love to make some Italian food today. Why don't we make some pizza?
That sounds like a good idea. Let me look for the ingredients. We don't have any cheese.
No cheese. Well, in that case, let's make some pasta.
Okay.
So it was true that situation, no cheese, can't make pizza. So we had to do something else.
Okay, Lucy said to defeat, and it means it is to beat someone in a game. So to defeat is to beat someone in a game.
Right, so Jimmy is really good at chess, but Lucy doesn't know much about it. So actually, I think he will beat her. Jimmy should be able to defeat Lucy in a game of chess.
That's right, he says, we'll see about that. And then Jimmy takes the chess set out of the cabinet. Right. So, we've learned a little bit about chess, right? And we've also learned that Lucy thinks she's really smart because she thinks she can beat Jimmy because chess is a game for smart people. So, I know we have one more day left of this. So how about we go to our For You Chat question and then, I don't know, get ready for day two.
Okay, all right, well, let's go to our question.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back. Here is our For You Chat question for today's article. What is your favorite board game and why?
Well, I'll give you two answers.
Oh.
When I was younger, my favorite board game was actually chess. Well, because it's a fun game, but it's also quite difficult, but you can get much better if you practice. But recently, I've been playing Go. And Go is the English name for Wei Qi. It's with the many black and white stones, which is very popular in China, Japan, Korea, and Taiwan. But I'm not so good at that, so it's a great challenge for me to try to improve. How about you? Are you a fan of board games?
Yes, I am a fan of board games. In fact, almost every Tuesday I go to a store that sells board games and play with other nerds. But I like a lot of different board games. I like modern ones especially. But I've played this game with you actually called Terra Mystica. And that one has a lot of strategy. You have to think really hard about what you want to do. And I quite like that game.
It is fun. And there are many board games you can enjoy. And there are even these cafes where they have lots of board games for you to choose from, almost like a library.
Right. There's a very easy board game, an easy one to learn and play, that's called Carcassonne. It's named after a place in France, but this game is just taking tiles and putting them down on the ground and taking these little guys, these little pieces called meeples, and placing them on the tile that you place. And the goal is to get the most points at the end.
Cool. I'll have to try that one, and you should too. Also, join us for part two when we return to see what's up next in the game of chess.
Lucy and Jimmy play chess.
Lucy and Jimmy are sitting in the living room.
What do you want to do today? There's nothing on TV and I'm bored.
You just gave me an idea. Why don't we play a board game?
That's a great idea. I haven't played a tabletop game in ages. How about Monopoly?
That's a good one, but it takes several hours. Plus, it isn't much fun with just two players.
You've got a point. Maybe we should play checkers instead.
No, that game is way too simple. We'll get bored with it quickly.
Well, what did you have in mind?
Let's play some chess.
Are you joking? Chess is a game for nerds.
No, it's not. Chess is actually really cool. You just have to be smart to play it.
In that case, I should defeat you very easily. Get ready to lose, Jimmy.
We'll see about that.
Jimmy takes the chess set out of the cabinet.
Vocabulary review.
Chess. Tom and his brother set up the black and white pieces of the chess game. Board game. Kids would play board games in their free time before video games appeared. In ages. Holly found it hard to play tennis because she hadn't practiced in ages. In that case. It might rain. In that case, we will watch a movie instead of going to the park. Cabinet. Laura opened her kitchen cabinet and pulled out a can of corn.